Welcome to the University of North Carolina Eating Disorders Program podcast series. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bulick, Jordan Distinguished Professor of Eating Disorders, Professor of Nutrition, and Director of the UNC Eating Disorders Program. In this podcast, I'd like to take some time to tell you about our program and what you can expect from treatment at UNC. In recent years, treatment options for people suffering from eating disorders like anorexia or bulimia nervosa or binge eating disorder have increased tremendously. Patients and family members are faced with difficult choices in seeking the best care for themselves or for their loved ones. Our program is located in beautiful Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We opened in 2003 in response to the state and UNC hospitals recognizing the serious need for in-state treatment of eating disorders. We serve not only the citizens of North Carolina, but patients from around the world. At UNC, we provide three levels of care: inpatient, partial hospitalization, and outpatient. The inpatient program, located in the Neuroscience Hospital, is a 10-bed unit dedicated to the treatment of eating disorders. Staffed by psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, dietitians, recreational and occupational therapists, a chaplain, and specialized nursing staff, we provide the highest quality, evidence-based, multidisciplinary care for eating disorders. Whenever possible, we involve family members in treatment. In the past, families have often been excluded from treatment or even blamed for these illnesses. We know that families are our best allies in overcoming eating disorders. We aim to help families understand these perplexing illnesses and to provide support for family members during the recovery process. The UNC Partial Hospitalization Program provides active, structured programming from 8:15 in the morning until 6:30 in the evening, Monday through Friday. This includes meals and snacks throughout the day. Partial programming is recommended for individuals who have successfully completed the inpatient program or whose treatment needs could best be met in a less structured environment than an inpatient provides. Partial hospitalization allows the patient greater freedom and more opportunities to face the challenges of the outside world. The UNC Outpatient Eating Disorders Clinic is the third component in our continuum of care. Outpatient treatment includes medication consultation, individual psychotherapy, group psychotherapy, family therapy, and nutritional counseling. Outpatient therapy is best for those individuals who do not require intensive inpatient or partial hospitalization, but need continued support from a multidisciplinary team. But how do you know what level of care is best for you or your loved one? The first step in our program is a phone call with our intake coordinator. When you call UNC, she will begin to gather information about your specific situation, and in most instances, will recommend a thorough evaluation by our treatment team. After that evaluation, the team will discuss your particular needs and work with you to determine the best level of care. At UNC, we believe that we have a moral and an ethical obligation to patients, parents, and their loved ones to provide evidence-based treatment. That means that we continually update our treatment approaches as new scientific information emerges about how best to treat eating disorders. When that information doesn't exist, as a premier research institution, we're on the forefront of refining and developing new and effective treatments. As a research institution, there are several studies underway at any given time. Patients and families are invited to participate, but participation is completely voluntary. Some people truly enjoy being involved in research, sometimes just for a new experience, and other times because it helps them to understand more about their own eating disorder. Other patients and families prefer not to be involved with the process. We respect that choice at all times. Being involved in research is entirely optional. We want to help you decide if UNC is the right place for you to receive care. We can help you ask the right questions in order to be comfortable with your decision. Here are some questions that we suggest. What are the qualifications of the treatment providers? What is the appropriate level of care for the patient, and how is that determined? What can you expect from treatment? Who will be involved? For example, just the patient? Or would it include parents, the partner, or siblings? What kinds of evidence exists from scientific studies that supports the types of treatments and the professionals that are providing it? What is the treatment plan? How will progress be evaluated? If there is no improvement, what other treatment options exist? At UNC, we urge all patients and families to be wise consumers of healthcare. Ask us the questions. Get a second opinion if necessary, and be confident that you are getting the best possible care for yourself or your loved one. This is Dr. Cynthia Bulick, wishing you the best of health.